News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It's official. President Joe Biden has won the Democratic nomination to run for re-election. It lines up a rematch with former President Donald Trump. Trump has clinched the Republican nomination. This, as there are still several primary election votes left to collect and count in several U.S. states. The man who was in charge of the DOJ classified documents investigation of President Biden, which resulted in no criminal charges, is testifying before Congress.
My team and I conducted a thorough, independent investigation. We identified evidence that the president willfully retained classified materials.
Robert Hur offered testimony before a House committee Tuesday. Democratic lawmakers wanted to hear Hur admit errors in judgment. Republicans, on the other hand, wanted to hear more about why Hur described Biden as elderly with a bad memory. The White House says it's time to lay the Biden documents case to rest. The Senate's Republican leader urging the GOP-controlled House to vote on a bipartisan foreign aid package before it's too late. USA's John Schaefer.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, as we all know, the world is literally at war. Our friends in Ukraine are running out of ammo, and our friends in Israel need help as well.
Last month, senators approved a $95 billion national security package. However, Speaker Johnson has hesitated to schedule the bill for voting, insisting that aid to Ukraine be tied to significant policy adjustments at the U.S.-Mexico border.
This, as a new $300 million weapons shipment package to Ukraine is being prepped by the White House. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is confirming earlier reports about his potential shortlist for VP candidates in his third-party run for president. On Tuesday, it was reported RFK Jr. was speaking to NFL quarterback Aaron Rodgers, as well as former Minnesota governor and professional wrestler Jesse Ventura. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More than a dozen Democrats are siding with Republicans on a House resolution that harshly criticizes President Biden and his administration for its policy at the southern border. On Tuesday, 14 Democrats voted with House Republicans to back a resolution that accuses both Biden and Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas of intentionally violating U.S. immigration law. Last month, House Republicans rejected Biden's bipartisan bill that included border security reform. The embattled head of the Uvalde Police Department in Texas is resigning. Chief Daniel Rodriguez will leave the office in April. The city's not saying why he is stepping down. Rodriguez was on vacation in Phoenix when an armed gunman stormed the town's elementary school, killing 19 students and two teachers back in May 2022. Americans with children may be getting a little more of a tax break when filing this tax season. The child tax credit increased for tax year 2023, and IRS spokesperson Stacey Engel says those who qualify can get up to $2,000 per child.
That's $2,000 per dependent that reduces your tax liability. So it could increase your refund. Now, the child tax credit is not a refundable credit. It reduces the amount of your tax on your return.
Qualifying children include sons and daughters under the age of 17, stepchildren and eligible foster children as well. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.